Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the CCNSO review webinar on the assessment report, the findings briefing on Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2019 at 21 UTC. My name is Lars Hoffmann. I'm a director of organizational effectiveness with ICANN, and I'm the staff support from the MSSI team for the reviews. For the organizational reviews, I should add. This webinar is going to be presented by the independent examiners, the Meridian Institute, who have published an assessment report for public consultation earlier last week. With that, I think I'm going to pass it over to Christy and Mallory. Please take it away.
Thank you, Lars. And thank you, everyone, for joining. My name is Christy Buckley, and I'm joined by my colleague, Mallory Bruns. We are senior mediators and program managers with Meridian Institute, and we are serving as part of the team conducting the independent evaluation of the CCNSO. We can go to the next slide, Kim. Thank you. We'd like to briefly introduce or reintroduce ourselves in some cases if we have met you previously in Barcelona or Kobe, and apologies to anyone that already attended these sessions and has heard this before. You may be able to recite this by heart, what we're going to say, but briefly just a little bit on our organization. Meridian Institute is a mission-driven nonprofit organization, and we serve as a trusted third party that provides design and facilitation, and research and strategic advising for multi-stakeholder processes. Next. We work within and across many different sectors and topics, from science and technology to environment and natural resources to public health. Next. And what we bring to every project is our core organizational values, in that we don't have any predetermined outcomes, and we customize our approaches to address the needs of the people and the institutions involved. Next. Impartiality, integrity, inclusiveness, and respect for differences are integral to our organizational culture and to our work. And we bring these values to every project that we undertake. Next. So briefly, just to go over what this presentation will cover, we'll quickly review our evaluation methods. We'll provide some demographic information from the survey and the interview data to give you a sense of who we spoke to and who we surveyed for this. We'll provide highlights from the findings or the assessment report that you all have seen that's out for public consultation, as Lars mentioned. And if you have questions as we go through the presentation, please feel free to put them into the chat function. And we are happy to pause between sections of the presentation to address a few questions and then open it up for questions and discussion once we're through the presentation. Next. So our methods included document review, interviews, an online survey, and working with the review working party, or the RWP, to validate data and to help ensure factual accuracy. And we also observe CCNSO meetings at ICANN 63 and 64. We'd like to thank our RWP colleagues and also everyone that participated in the review, either via survey or interviews or just chatting with us one-on-one at the ICANN meetings. It was really helpful for getting the broader context of the work that we were doing, and to learn a little bit more about the nuances of the CNSO. Next. In the published report that's posted online, you'll see a section in there on weighting. And I won't get into every detail of that here, but I wanted to bring your attention to that and also highlight that references to any respondent statements and views are, of course, not indicative of consensus. There were sometimes wide-ranging views, even on topics of a similar nature. And we coded all data in order to identify the themes, the topics, and the subtopics. The quantitative data that you will see in the report and in this presentation came primarily from the online survey. And where possible in the report, we've provided a rough sense of how many respondents shared a particular view through the use of quantifier terms. In the report, where only one person expressed a particular viewpoint, we noted it as such, to be clear. Next. And I'll now turn it over to my colleague, Mallory Bruns, who will present the next sections.
Thank you, Christy. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, and hi, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your day or evening, wherever you are, to be with us on this webinar. We appreciate it. I will now quickly go through the respondent demographic information from the interviews and the electronic survey that we conducted to inform our assessment. So next slide. During the October and November 2018 period, we conducted 48 interviews to inform the review through a combination of virtual and in-person conversations, which we held during ICANN 63 in Barcelona. So these charts show you the interviewee demographics by gender and by region. Next slide. 45% of the 48 interviewees identified as CCTLD managers, a little under 20% identified as CCNSO counselors, and approximately 10% were ICANN board members. Next slide. Between the 26th of November and the 11th of January, an electronic survey to inform our review was made available to the ICANN community. You'll see that we had 111 total respondents, and 70% of them answered every survey question. Next slide. These charts simply show the survey respondents by gender and region. Gives you a quick snapshot. Next slide. In comparison with the interviews, this graph shows that the survey allowed us to get input from a slightly broader set of ICANN stakeholders. Still, the largest group of the survey respondents identified as members of the CCNSO. Next slide. Of those CCNSO members and counselors that completed the survey, this chart shows that the length of time that they had been involved in the CCNSO. And the largest group in this chart shows that those individuals identified as having been involved for at least 10 years, so quite a long time. Next slide. So I'll now turn to our overall findings before I talk a bit specifically about our continuing purpose findings. But let me, next slide, give you the overview. So as you know, the scope of independent reviews for supporting organizations and advisory committees includes three main categories. The group's continuing purpose, any changes needed in its structure or operations, and its accountability to its constituents. We want to acknowledge that we heard a small minority view expressed that there is not a continuing purpose of the CCNSO and that major changes to its structure and operations should happen. However, consistent with what Christy described earlier in terms of our approach to weighting the data, overall, our findings show that yes, the CCNSO has a continuing purpose. There are not significant needs to make structural or operational changes, and it is accountable. That said, the findings do show opportunities for continuous improvement in these areas, which we will briefly review next on the next slide. So before I get into the continuing purpose findings, I'll make a few couple notes before I keep going. First of all, this is really a briefing presentation. The report itself is quite long. It's about 50 pages or so, and we don't have the time to cover every finding in this presentation that's in the report, which, as Christy said, is out right now for public consultation. So we just wanna give you some highlights of things that we thought were important. And while we've organized the findings in the paper and for this presentation into the three main categories of the assessment, there's often relationships between our findings. So for example, comments regarding the governance of the group can oftentimes relate to all three of the categories. So please just keep this overlap in mind as we share our findings. So next slide. So as I said, there was a clear majority of the respondents that affirmed that there's a continuing purpose for the CCNSO. And they pointed primarily to its value as a forum for cross-community dialogue on a range of operational issues for country codes, such as technical, legal, or even commercial matters. This slide highlights the three most common purposes that the survey respondents selected for the CCNSO, which were information sharing as the most important, policy development as the second, and collective security for CCTLDs as the third. We also heard through interviews that the CCNSO provides a platform for CCTLD managers to work together to identify this community's top needs, interests, and concerns, and to be able to communicate those in a unified voice to other ICANN constituencies. Next slide. As evidenced in these responses, the CCTLD managers that we heard from are joining the CCNSO because they think it's a learning opportunity and it provides them with opportunities to network with their peers. Next slide. Specifically, the respondents found value in the CCNSO's function of facilitating peer-to-peer learning. Some people that we spoke with expressed their belief that by participating in the CCNSO, they feel that they are more effective managers of their own CCTLDs through what they're learning. And at the same time, some interviewees shared that while they do get a lot of value out of participating, it's not always easy for them to articulate that value of participating in the CCNSO to justify their ongoing participation and time commitments. Next slide. With regard to respondents' level of satisfaction with the CCNSO's facilitation of information exchange, over 60% were either satisfied or very satisfied. At the same time, some expressed a desire for the CCNSO to be more systematic, was the term we heard, about information exchange in the spirit of continuous improvement. Now, when we heard this and we asked for a bit of clarification on what that meant, given that there are established information exchange avenues, such as Tech Day, for example, we heard things from respondents like most of their own learning at the CCNSO meetings happen either on an ad hoc basis or through individual conversations they have with people, you know, in the hallways on the margins of the meetings. Next slide. Finally, the last slide on continuing purpose. The CCNSO really has a great asset in that there are a lot of members who have been involved for a long time. And those members hold a lot of institutional knowledge about the group. So in addition to that, I think some people recognize that they would really like to start fostering a new generation of leadership to continue carrying this good work forward in the future. Next slide. I will turn it now to Christy to talk about structure and operations.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mallory. And just a reminder, if folks have any questions as we're going through, feel free to plug them into the group chat and we'll pause at the end of the sections to address them. Otherwise, we're happy to take questions and comments at the end as well. So on structure and operations, next slide, Kimberly. As Mallory noted, you know, we did not find a need for major changes, but the findings do show opportunities for continuous improvement on structure and operations as well. Next. With regard to culture, over 75% of survey respondents were satisfied or very satisfied with the CCNSO's organizational culture, which of course influences its operational effectiveness in, you know, a membership-based organization that the CCNSO is. Many interviewees described the CCNSO as very open and welcoming, and overall were very positive about the culture and environment. Next. On the bylaws, overall CCNSO members perceive the structure to be capable of supporting the CCNSO's operations while also remaining lightweight and flexible. An exception noted by some of the interviewees were the bylaws, saying that, you know, certain provisions are difficult to adhere to, but also difficult to change. One example that was mentioned was that the CCNSO must appoint one non-member CCTLD to a seat on the IANA function review team, which is an increasingly difficult requirement to meet as you have many CCTLDs that are members and a dwindling number of non-members to draw from. Next. For the working groups, many acknowledge their importance in doing the substantive work of the CCNSO. There were some concerns that the work of those groups often falls to a small set of members, which runs the risk of what people call burnout or exhaustion due to increasing and competing demands for their energy and time. Others observed that there are not enough responses to calls for volunteers, leaving a lot of the responsibility of guiding and motivating working groups to the council chair. Next. On the council, interviewees shared mixed views on whether the size and structure of the council impedes or promotes effectiveness. Some people expressed that 18 seats were inefficient to represent the full diversity of the CCNSO. Others discussed how the number of councillors is too large, and that some regions struggle to fill their three seats with qualified and interested candidates, whereas other regions comprised of many diverse countries feel that three seats is not enough to represent their region's diversity. There's also a perception among members that not all councillors are as active and engaged, and that the size of the group reduces individual councillors' sense of responsibility to engage. Next. Many interviewees and some survey respondents worried that the CCNSO is not benefiting enough from new ideas, new energy, and new creativity due to limited diversity in its leadership. Some people observed that a similar set of individuals volunteer for most leadership positions in the CCNSO, which is in part a result of the time that those positions demand. Smaller or lesser funded CCTLDs noted that they don't often have the capacity to dedicate as much time. And some interviewees also described difficulties in building visibility and leadership experience among the next generation of leaders without having the alliances, mentorship, and knowledge that comes from years spent in the CCNSO. Next. Finally, for the structure and operations, a few subtopics arose in the interviews that we would like to acknowledge that we heard. However, we also recognize that these findings are not something that the CCNSO alone can remedy. And these included, one, the important role of the CCNSO secretariat and the desire to create more redundancy in the individual institutional knowledge that resides there. There was a great deal of frustration with the current website. There was a challenge of not having simultaneous translation for non-native English speakers, which many interviewees highlighted as a barrier to participation. And there was also some concern expressed over the perceived lack of transparency of affiliations among CCTLD and GTLD managers, in particular for those that manage both. To the extent that there will be any recommendations on these findings in the forthcoming recommendations report, we as the independent examiner will recognize upfront that these are not findings that the CCNSO can address on its own. In addition to these topics, we also want to acknowledge that a majority of interviewees raised the topic of CCTLD financial contributions to ICANN as a challenge. However, the topic of financial contribution is explicitly outside the scope of the independent evaluation, so we do not anticipate making any recommendations on it. Next slide. Turning now to accountability. Next slide. There was some uncertainty among some respondents about what formal accountability mechanisms the CCNSO has in place, which is not perhaps a challenge for accountability itself, since mechanisms are in place, but potentially a challenge for perceptions of accountability if CCNSO members are unaware of those mechanisms. Information may be publicly available and accessible, but some members and stakeholders indicated that they do not know how to find it or cannot readily, easily find it. And as a result, sometimes information that is available is perceived as inaccessible. This can have an impact on perceptions of transparency and accountability. Next. Overall, respondents indicated the CCNSO and the council are accountable. At the same time, 60% of survey respondents thought that transparency and accountability could still be improved. Next. As mentioned under the structure and operations section of this presentation, there were some concerns expressed over individual counselor accountability in terms of consistent participation and engagement. Some people thought that election processes might better foster next generation and diverse leadership if they were more qualitative and transparent. There was some concern that occasionally council agendas are edited right up until before a meeting, when the rule states that they're to be published 7 days in advance, which, while it was highlighted by some respondents, they didn't see it as an immediate accountability concern, but there was an awareness that this could create a precedent and perhaps reduce transparency in the CCNSO and potentially other SOACs. Also, in observing the chair and vice chair elections at ICANN 64 in Kobe, we noted that the council did not reference or use its adopted guideline entitled CCNSO Council Roles and Responsibilities, which provides the election procedure for chair and vice chair. While the draft guideline was posted on the website, decisions in the decisions page indicated that it had been adopted. The final adopted version of the guidelines was not posted to the website until after the Kobe meeting, probably the reason why the Secretary and Council couldn't find it for use in Kobe. Next. In terms of our concluding remarks, we wanted to just remind everyone that this report focused on the findings of the review. It does not include any recommendations at this time. We anticipate continuing to work collaboratively with the review working party to validate information, remove any inaccuracies in the report, and ensure overall clarity. And the public consultation continues through April 26th. Following that, Meridian will make any necessary adjustments to the report, taking into account the feedback that's received. And then we will draft the recommendations to accompany the assessment report and share those with the RWP for feedback before moving forward. Next. So with the remaining time available, we would welcome your input on the findings as this concludes our presentation. And we've posed, you know, a few discussion questions for you to help seed the conversation. You know, we're open to any questions or comments, but we'd also, if time allows, like to hear, you know, what findings seem significant or important to you and why, and any ideas that you might have to address those findings. And I think that is it. Lars, is there anything that you want to add before we open it up for questions or discussion? Lars, are you still there?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. So sorry
no
about
problem.
That. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if there's no questions, obviously on the call, everybody is welcome to reach out either to via the MSSI secretariat email or contact Meridian directly, or also reach out to the CCNO policy support. I'm sure they'll be happy to forward that, any communications to us, with any questions or input they have on the reports. I believe it is out for public comment until the end of this month, public consultation, I'm sorry. And then just to remind everybody, obviously, I'm sure Chris and Mallory are going to mention that as well, potentially, but that the there's obviously a draft final report eventually forthcoming that will include also recommendations that will then go out for an official public comment period of no fewer than 4 days. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Lars. So with that, we're happy to take any questions, comments, reactions, either via chat or if you want to jump in on the phone.
Okay. I see Stephen's hand up.
Oh, thank you. I missed that. Yes, Stephen, please go ahead. Stephen, you might be on mute. We can't hear you.
Mute me.
There you go.
That better?
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm really impressed. I think you guys pretty much nailed this wriggling octopus of what the CCNSO is. And it looks like you come back with some pretty solid findings. My concern, and I express this to my fellow community members, is it appears we have a small minority that's really not happy. And I'm wondering how we can identify, reach out to them, and make them happier. And I don't have an answer to that today, but I'm just putting that out there for something going forward. Council's got a call tomorrow, and maybe we can address that briefly in AOB. But I want to thank Meridian Institute for your diligent work on this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a great opportunity to work with you all on it and to learn more about CCNSO and ICANN. So thank you.
Well, we're all pretty crazy. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? I don't see any hands. Okay. Kimberly, do you want to do anything by way of wrap up or?
No, I can toss it over to Lars if he has some closing words.
Well, I love the closing word. Thank you everybody for obviously Meridian Institute for the presentation, for everybody who participated. And as I said, if you have any comments, please make sure to reach out to us. And then the next step will be looking out for the draft final report. And we're looking forward to finishing up the review, hopefully by the end of August. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.